Welcome to The Cycle Economist with David Gurwitz, a show that helps you profit from today's unstable, uncertain, volatile markets using Dr. Charles Nenner's proprietary cycle research. To get a complimentary one-month subscription, go to charlesnenner.com. That's Charles, N-E-N-N-E-R.com. Click the contact tab and tell him Carrie and David sent you. Welcome. You are listening to The Cycle Economist with David Gurwitz. I'm Carrie Lutz. The date is June 27th, 2016. We are at Brexit plus four. David, hey, I wish we had had a chance to speak earlier, but there was so much going on. I know you have been absolutely swamped, so I am going to let you take it away because I read today's newsletter and I need to go back and read it again. There's so much in there. Some of it's very subtle. You need to read it. If you haven't gotten that newsletter yet, just go over to charlesnenner.com. That's Charles, N-E-N-N-E-R.com. Make sure you click the contact tab. Sign up for it now. Tell them that Carrie and David sent you. And David, take it away.
Hi, Carrie. Okay, today I'm a little busy, so I'm going to read what we wrote yesterday, a bunch of it, and then we'll continue. You know, I'm busy, so I can't stay on so long, okay? So that's, you appreciate it. But let me read what we said. Obviously, we called the top, as you know, we said this, we didn't know why, we didn't know Brexit, not. I'm going to read you what we wrote, and I really think, you know, a lot of people download these, and not everybody writes in for the research samples, but this one in particular is one of Charles's economic pieces. I think he's one of the top economists in the world, but that's a separate discussion. Let me read you let this be the piece where let me read you the top, and that will be most of the work today. For new clients, we mentioned on CNBC in late 2014, Carrie, you remember, that we would not see more than 5% upside in equities until the big crash starting in 2017, as you remember. Been exactly the case 18 months later, and very hard for longer term views. And this is kind of what our system allows us to see. We could look 5 years out. We even have a 15-year view, which I'd be happy to share when you people write in. At the time, S&P futures were trading around 2120. Although it's reached that level a few times afterwards, we felt being long stocks was risky, and many stocks lost a big portion of their market cap. Our system looks back hundreds, sometimes thousands of years. So if we see patterns over that long a time, not just cycles, which are top to tops in any data series, and not just target algorithms, which is based somewhat on quantum physics, but it's also waves, which we don't use as our primary thing, but certainly look at. And when does a big wave start? We think it goes back a few hundred years ago to start a big wave. So therefore, longer term views. I don't know how many people have a tool to be able to look at the future based on a past pattern, but we're looking at these all the time. So I think people, especially now when we call this, they may want to give some credence to it. But as they say, you can bring a horse to water. Not the horse. Anyway, we sent a study, which if people write in, we'll send it to them, which we sent in January, that was titled Summary of Five Economic Indicator Forecasts and Thoughts on Fundamentals. And it was quite a bit. And I think, you know, people enjoy it. It explains how cycles work. What I wrote yesterday, we quote in part from that study. And Charles wrote it and I edited it, as usually the case. He speaks a lot of languages. So it's English is one of them, and better in English than all of us. But, you know, sometimes with the writing, I'm the editor. Late in 2014, based on our cycle work, I'm a Bronx Science kid, Carrie.
Yeah, I know.
We noticed instability in the markets. For our new subscribers, we review our philosophy. Cycles predict the way investors will react to the news and events based on rigorous analysis and calculations of past patterns. We keep repeating this over and over, but this to us is the only way you can predict the future based on the past. We don't, otherwise the mailman could come and say, I think this, and why would he be any less accurate? We don't know these events. We don't know Brexit even at midnight, Thursday night, one of my big family offered $100 million and he was short. Because we said it's heading down, he WhatsApped me. Should I cover? I said, wait till tomorrow. We'll see. And then the morning goes, boy, I'm glad I didn't cover. Right? It's like one of my basketball coaches a long time ago. When again, he averaged 40 a game in college, and this guy rarely missed. And he shot one time so far that the coach said, don't shoot. Then it went in. He goes, great shot. So that's kind of what happened Friday to certain people. We don't know these events, but they don't have to happen for the effect to occur. It's cycle tops or bottoms. For example, if the Fed only thinks about raising rates, it already has an effect. At cycle tops, the media will bring up every negative detail they can come up with. At cycle bottoms, the opposite is true. The media will bring up every positive detail they can come up with. What we say is cycles determine how people are going to act unconsciously. It's a big thing because everyone thinks we've got control. Every button, every cell phone, every car, we think we're in control. And our basic assumption is we're not, that there's forces guiding us beyond our conscious, so to speak, that we operate in groups that we don't have the free choice we think we do. Longer conversation, not now. When President Reagan began serving in 81, it seemed he could do no wrong, and longer-term equity market cycles were up from that point until a year and a half ago. Therefore, we consider these cycle and target patterns to be more fundamental than so-called fundamentals. And Kerry and I have been agreeing on this since the day we met. It's a compliment to you, Kerry. The problem, who you know so much about fundamentals of metals, and yet you understand all that stuff doesn't guide what happens with it, which is a big thing. I, who know nothing compared to you about gold, have some idea how it's going to happen based on all this stuff, because it doesn't matter that it's gold, doesn't matter that it's crude, doesn't matter that it's a currency, doesn't matter that it's anything. Past patterns seem to run the world, and it's very hard for people to accept. And I'm used to that already, but there are a lot of clients who somehow get it, so I appreciate it. The problem arises when long-term investors decide based on cycles to leave the markets and short-term investors take over. Therefore, last week in our daily updates, we wrote that we will not know if there would be a Brexit, and that just as we always do, we'll just rely on our cycle work that was predicting weakness. The cycle work mentioned that the up move in the markets was only a bounce. Second half of the year wouldn't be good. Next week begins the second half of the year. We still have no reason to be long, since we think second half won't be, we don't think it will be good. It's interesting, the so-called smart money, including some of our clients, were still taken by surprise, relying more on polls than our cycle work. I think we should all know by now, just because a poll says something doesn't mean the poll's valid. We know organizations are spiking the news. They're admitting it, so why do we assume? But this is a whole nother discussion. We have a lot of things to discuss, but not now. Clients are in touch. We still see there's a big crash starting late next year, bringing the Dow down to 5,000 within 4 or 5 years. We want to add the following aspects of Brexit. Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty gives a departing member 2 years to negotiate an exit. Although, therefore, we don't understand the remarks made over the weekend, the process has to be completed so quickly. Knowing Europe and Europeans, Charles is a European, could take even longer than 2 years. The entire situation will be complicated by the fact that Scotland and Ireland want to stay in the Union since they enjoy major benefits from belonging. The London stock market was down less than the rest of Europe, probably based on the fact a weak pound will be good for business. This fact will support Italy, which is already a candidate to leave since Italy can't seem to get going because of the strong euro. We're watching carefully rates, because raising rates will mean the risk of an exit will be growing. Several years ago, and this is something I remember no one paid attention then, but we're used to that, we wrote that the solution would be a northern euro and a southern euro.
I remember reading that, yes.
And that's important, because then the northern euro could go up 40%. What happens then? Germany's growth gets completely killed. In short, we feel all this came about based on the anti-establishment feelings in the world, which the media in the U.S. still don't understand correctly. That's all I got time for now, Kerry, but at least, we'll continue next week, and hopefully your listeners, and there are many, justifiably, they hear this, will go to charlesnenner.com and download, write to me, say, hi, I heard you guys, I want to see your work. Yeah, thank you very much, Kerry. I really appreciate it.
Hey, get back to work, David, and we'll touch base next week, and just keep the faith. But it was amazing. Somebody turned a switch on last Friday, and pandemonium looks like it's settling down a bit now, but we just have to see what's going to be next. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, David. Be well.
Okay, my friend. Bye.
Take care.
This has been another installment of The Cycle Economist with David Gurwitz. For more information, go to charlesnenner.com.